Hello friends. Here came with another new topic, Top 5 Google Analytics Strategies to Measure SEO Success. If you don't know the areas that require improvement, then you can't make the changes, which means that you need to ensure that you are keeping an eye of your SEO measurements. There are plenty of things that you would want to be watching during the process, which includes the keywords, the traffic to your site and much more. Here are some of the best strategies that will help you when it comes to measuring the success that you are having with SEO services and your website. Top Google Analytics strategies to use. There is so much that one would need to consider when it comes to your website and whether or not you are growing like you want to be. If you aren't sure about the measurement and how your page is increasing, then you can't make the changes that might be necessary. This means that you need to know some of the best analytics strategies from Google to help you, including viewing only organic traffic. You want to ensure that you are looking at how much traffic is organic to the website. You can do this by going to the channel grouping selection by going to acquisition and then selecting all traffic and finally channels. You can see the amount of traffic that is coming in through organic searches in this method. Quality of traffic. There is such a thing as the quality of traffic that you are getting and you should be measuring that as well. This can be done through the same tool, but in the Assisted Conversions module, which requires you to go from conversions to multi-channel funnels and then to Assisted Conversions. Here you can see the number of conversions from each search and how much it has increased. Value of traffic. Another thing that you want to think about is the value of the traffic that you are bringing in, and this means you have to have an AdWords account. Log in and go to acquisition to search engine optimization and finally queries. After this you can go to the keyword planner from tools where you would find the suggested bidding price of the keywords you are using. Identifying pages that are loading slow. Also, you should make sure that you are checking out how slow your pages are loading so that you can fix them. This can be done by going to the behavior and site speed and to the page timings location. This would tell you how long it is taking for each page to load. Dashboard. You can create your own SEO dashboard using Google tools, so make sure that you are doing this. This is the place where you can put everything that you want to be monitoring in one location so you can see it as it is happening. Go ahead and make sure that you are aware of these strategies and what you should be looking at when it comes to measuring how successful your SEO is. You would want to make sure that the SEO strategy that you are using for your business is successful, and that means that you need to keep your eye on a few things. You need to be checking out the amount of organic traffic that is coming to your site along with the pricing of the keywords. Also, you should be thinking about how much of the traffic is being converted into sales and which pages are the slowest when it comes to loading. The more you can see about your page and where the problems are, then the more you would be able to change.